You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
IATA Cruises plans to sail short voyages in August from Germany, despite 10 crew members testing positive for COVID-19. Crew members were tested before flying to the ship and given the results before boarding. The 10 that tested positive are said to have mild to no symptoms. All the crew members will be tested again on Sunday. And Port Canaveral recently joined a coalition of 69 other U.S. ports to ask Congress for emergency relief funding, citing the economic challenges resulting from the cruise industry shutdown. Port leaders are reaching out to lawmakers in efforts to secure economic assistance so they can continue to aid in the national response to the pandemic. The CEO of Port Canaveral said that commercial cargo volumes have not scaled up quick enough to offset lost cruise operations. And it wasn't a pretty Monday for cruise line stocks. Carnival Corporation at 13.75, down 7%. Norwegian Holdings at 13.38, down 6.9%. And Royal Caribbean at 49.30, down 3%. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.